state-approved fun. EU launch propaganda board game about Commission Czar Ursula von der Leyen. By Peter Cattell on September 15, 2022. The European Union has launched its own bizarre propaganda board game focusing on the benevolent rule of the bloc's Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen. Organized fun has once again come to the European Union, with the transnational bloc releasing a new propaganda board game centering around the rule of its Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen. The game, which was released ahead of von der Leyen's State of the Union address this week, is perhaps the latest of a long line of propaganda games released the world over, with North Korea and Communist China in particular being known for wacky authoritarian apps and video games pushing state ideals and ideology. However, unlike its propaganda publishing counterparts in East Asia, the EU has opted to instead release a physical board game rather than a digital app or web game which, while antiquated, will at least ensure EU citizens are able to play the Commission's latest release during a winter set to be plagued by rolling blackouts. Imaginatively titled Von der Leyen Commission 101, Test Your Knowledge, the game centers around answering questions to do with Ursula von der Leyen's over 3 years in office. The aim of the game is to answer as many questions correctly as possible to reach the finish line. A simple core concept, the game features rolling dice, using so-called jolly counters, as well as monitoring how many questions each individual player has gotten correct in a row. Despite that simplicity, and perhaps in a classic reflection of how the European Commission works, with padding, the rulebook for this basic game runs to over 100 pages in its English edition. Although needlessly convoluted, the board game's constant reference to EU achievements and talking points put it squarely in the realm of propaganda, the likes of which are well known in more authoritarian regimes throughout the world. The specific focus on von der Leyen recalls games published in China built around the cult of personality of Xi Jinping. One of these apps even involves the player trying to applaud the socialist leader as much as possible within 14 seconds, with users encouraged to rapidly tap their phone screens in praise of the head of state. Of course, none of these games has the charms of Pyongyang Racer, a North Korean game that involves the player traversing the streets of the country's capital while taking in the various vanity projects built up by the Kim regime since it took power in 1945. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.